Okay. I have no relationship to disclose. So the research I'm going to talk to you about today is part of a larger project in which we were trying to understand African-American mothers' perspectives on food and health and how food and health are related in order to design an intervention. So specifically, we were looking at, we were focused on a particular neighborhood in Chicago where we discovered that 66% of the children in that neighborhood were overweight or obese. So we wanted to focus our efforts on that particular issue by focusing on the moms. And so this project sort of took an anthropological perspective, trying to get a sense of where the women themselves were coming from and how they thought about things in order for us to design a more culturally appropriate intervention. So this particular project I'm going to tell you about was focused on body size and how these women think about body size. Okay, so just to take a step back really quickly, as you know, this slide shows the health consequences of different levels of BMI. Okay, so what this shows is risk of excess death from cardiovascular disease, and it shows that relative to people with a lower BMI, starting at about a BMI of 30, you start to see increased risk of excess death from cardiovascular disease. If you look at all-cause mortality, the increased risk starts a little bit higher at about a BMI of 35. But either way, there are, as we know, black-white disparities, particularly among women in cardiovascular disease and other diet-related chronic illnesses, and some of those are presumed to come from these differences in weight, which are shown in this slide. So this shows the proportion of women at different weight classes, okay? And so the point here is to show that the disparity in weight between black and white women exists across the range of BMI. So what we want to do, obviously, is try to understand why these differences exist in BMI between black and white women. And so one of the things that people have talked a lot about is body image, okay? So there are differences between black and white women in terms of body image that may be related to these differences in weight. So that's what I'm going to talk about. So there's lots of different ways of measuring body image, and as far as I've seen in the literature, they all sort of show this difference between black and white women. But this is one of the most prevalent ways of looking at it, probably because it's the most straightforward. So in a lot of epidemiologic databases, this question is included. So NHANES, this is in, and there's a lot of other databases as well. So the question is, do you consider yourself now to be underweight, overweight, or about the right weight? Okay. And so in these data sets, there's measured BMI, either measured or self-reported. In NHANES, it's measured. And so so the researcher knows the sort of measured weight, measured BMI, and then can look and see whether the person's perception of their BMI is, is related to their actual measured BMI. So this data show the percent of underperceivers, okay, at different weight levels, all right? So this can be a little tricky to sort of decipher, but what an underperceiver is someone who, in this case, so looking at these two bars, these are women who are measured overweight. So their BMI is over 25, okay? And they say that they are either about the right weight or underweight, okay? And so according to this, they're underperceivers because, in fact, medically speaking, they're overweight, but they don't think that they're overweight, okay? And then this is the case, this is obese women whose BMI is measured and comes out to over 30, okay? But yet they say they're either about the right weight or underweight. So in both cases, you see for overweight women, black overweight women are twice as likely to be underperceivers as white overweight women, and for obese, it's three times the difference. Okay, so these data are consistent across multiple studies at NHANES. In fact, this is 2006 data. The 2009 paper, the numbers are exactly the same. Okay, so there's a little bit of evidence suggesting that this underperception of weight is related to actual weight, okay? And so there's not a lot of data on this, but there's a couple studies showing that overweight individuals who underperceive their weight are less motivated to lose weight, which makes sense. There's one study that I did here that we found that for obese women who consider themselves larger, who underperceive their weight gain more weight over time. So this is a longitudinal study. Okay, so there is some evidence that these perceptions matter, which means that we care about them, makes us care about them more. Okay, so the research question that I'm addressing in the current study is, I'm asking, how do these women perceive these body weight terms themselves? So how do they themselves define the term overweight and obese? Okay, so the last study I showed you, that shows that particularly for African American women, the medical definition of overweight and obese is very different from their own perception of what those terms mean, right? That's why there's so many underperceivers. So instead of looking at it as either they're, you know, that they're incorrect in how they're understanding these terms, okay, what I'm trying to do here is say, okay, what's the cultural definition of these terms? What's their understanding of these terms? Okay? So in this study, we looked at how these women understand the terms overweight and obese, as well as the term too fat. So that was sort of trying to get more of a lay terminology, like a cultural norm for body size. And then we asked, does body weight influence their definitions of these terms? So to do this, we used a body image scale, which I'll show you in a minute, and then we asked participants to define these terms, and then also to select the figure that most closely resembles themselves. And then we can look at sort of their self-classification in terms of these culturally defined terms, overweight, obese, and too fat. So I'm going to go slowly because it gets a little confusing with all these different meanings of the terms, but hopefully I can help you understand it. So this is exactly what we asked the participants to do. Okay, so we showed them this body image scale, figure rating scale, which was designed by Pulvers et al., and it was actually tested in African American women, and they preferred it to other body image scales because they felt like it looked more like them. So the way we asked for these definitions is, we said, doctors use the word overweight to describe body sizes that are too large for the health of the body. Please tell me which figures you think are overweight. So very straightforward. We asked about overweight. We asked the same question for obese. And then they just told us which of the figures they consider to be overweight or obese. And so then we did the same thing, asking which of these figures do you think are too fat, and they selected figures. And then we said, which figure is most like your current self? And so that enabled, this is a commonly, you know, used measure in body image studies using figure rating scales. So what this enabled us to do is to, and I'll show you these data later, but to look at, if someone selected certain of these figures as overweight, okay, on one question, then later we looked at whether their figure that they picked for themselves was also one that they considered overweight or obese or too fat, okay? Okay, so the inclusion criteria for the study was these women had to live in this neighborhood of Chicago that I mentioned before. And this neighborhood was a food desert, it was low income, and it was predominantly African American. And the women also had to identify as African American and be a mother or caregiver for a child under 18. So recruitment, we used flyers in daycare centers, word of mouth, snowball sampling. So this shows the demographics. So we had 69 women participate in this study, mean age of 38. Most of them had never been married and were unemployed. Low sort of range of education, none of them had completed a four-year college degree. Household income, vast majority, less than $35,000. The mean BMI, this is self-reported BMI, was 32, and then this just shows the distribution across the different weight classes. So aside from normal women, there was a pretty even distribution of across overweight and then obese class 1 and then higher. Okay, so this is the data. So I know this is a confusing slide, so I'm going to start over here. What this shows is just the proportion of the participants who selected each of these figures as being overweight, obese, or too fat. So if I start over here, with figure 9, the largest figure, you can see that almost all of the participants said that that figure was overweight, obese, and too fat. As you move down to smaller figures, you see that the overweight are splitting from obese and too fat. So here, you got 90% of the people picking this as overweight, but only, you know, 65 saying it's obese or too fat. And so one thing, you know, we found is that body weight of the participant did not influence their definitions of these terms, okay? So there was a sort of cultural consensus within the group of what these terms meant. Okay, so this shows the same thing, but just a little more straightforwardly. So this is the whole entire scale. So this shows which figures were considered overweight by at least 50% of the sample, as well as obese and too fat. And so another thing that you could see on the prior slide and this one is that obese and too fat were pretty much the same. Okay, but too fat and overweight are not the same. So hence the title of the talk, which is overweight is not too fat. Those are different. Okay, so now what I'm going to show you, and these are the last slides, is the self-classification. Okay, so what this slide shows is all the women in the study, there were 21, whose BMI, okay, self-reported BMI, was between 25 and 30. So they're medically speaking overweight, okay? Now, these bars show the proportion of women who classified their own figure as overweight. So the figure that, one of the figures they said was overweight was a figure they picked to represent themselves. Okay, hopefully that's clear. And so what you see here is only 12% of these women selected a figure to represent themselves that they considered to be an overweight figure. Okay, so it's an indirect, instead of saying, are you overweight, it's an indirect way of kind of getting a classification of, you know, body weight classification from someone. So, and virtually none of them picked obese or too fat. So here are women with a BMI between 30 and 35, and you can see here 50% of these women considered themselves overweight, okay? And almost none considered themselves obese, slightly more considered themselves too fat, okay? So these women are medically considered to be obese because their BMI is over 30, but yet almost 90% of them do not consider themselves to be obese. And then here, these women have a BMI of over 35, and as we saw in the original slide, there's definitely health consequences associated with this level, this body size, and yet still we have 30%. So this shows that 70% of these women classify themselves as overweight. So that means 30% of these women do not consider their body size to be overweight. And then fewer than half consider their body size to be obese or too fat. So just to summarize, cultural definitions, weight terms were not influenced by body weight, as I said. Overweight is different from too fat. And less than 50% of the women with a BMI over 35 consider themselves too fat or obese. The limitations of the study, obviously small sample size. It'd be great to have a comparison group. I do not. So this, you know, this is probably true of, you know, it could easily be true of other women. It's certainly not specific to African-American women necessarily. And then BMI is self-reported. And it focuses on body size rather than body image. So really quickly, there's a lot of evidence that's really interesting and important, I think, showing that white women, their self-esteem is very much tied to their body size, okay, their body image, whereas for African-American women, that's not necessarily, you know, a strong connection. So you can be really beautiful and be big if you're black, but not as much if you're white. So I think those things are you know, important to point out. Just to conclude, cultural difference definitions of overweight and obese among these women and perhaps others likely are very different from medical definitions. So if you're speaking in these medical terms, people aren't necessarily understanding that in the way that you mean. And so many women who are medically defined as overweight or obese don't perceive themselves that way and therefore may not be motivated to lose weight. So implications, I would say after thinking long and hard about this and doing other studies in this population, I think we should think carefully about whether we want to do health interventions for African American women that focus on weight loss. We may want to focus on other risk factors that are associated with these chronic illnesses, like physical activity or specific dietary behaviors, rather than focusing on weight loss, just because there may not be as much motivation. And then if it's necessary to focus on weight loss, I think it would be important to specifically focus on increasing motivation, because I think these data suggest that motivation is low for weight loss. Thank you.